Vessel of Comfort. God allowed Satan's attack on his servant to bring Job a greater reality of Christ. God used these life-shattering experiences to mature his spiritual understanding. God brought him to an end of himself so Job could become God's chosen vessel, a vessel of intercession, a vessel of praise, but especially a vessel of comfort, a vessel of God's comfort to others in need of that comfort. God wants to use his own called and chosen vessels to comfort others in their need, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble. And when we go through our own fiery crucible, like Job, we too need comfort, but not the kind offered by Job's three friends, which comes from Adamic religiosity. The religiosity in Job's friends' Adamic nature laid hold of an incorrect view of God. Their comfort was a potpourri of good and evil, a mixture made up of truth and lies. Their hearts were divided, the strategy of Satan, perfected over centuries, divided between the old sinful nature in Adam and the new godly nature in Christ, divided between man-made religiosity and God-given spirituality, divided between self-righteousness and Christ's righteousness. They became wise in their own eyes, with a self-righteous attitude towards others. Job surely felt condemned, not comforted, criticised rather than consoled. The spiritual witness of these three was no more than religious self-righteousness, a cancerous and infectious poison that spread its disease to God's servant Job. Oh, how he needed their loving comfort, but how their attitude infected Job's retort. And Job, discouraged by their counsel, tried to justify himself rather than God, allowing his old prideful Adamic nature to flare into his defence. Though Job wore his stupid pride like a necklace during his questioning of God, Job did not accuse God of ill, as did his religious-minded friends. But how we start to see the scheming game plan of the crooked serpent at work here. Understand the enemy and you can defeat his advances. Understand Leviathan and you can overcome the strategies of Satan. But the God of comfort, in his goodness, turns the crumbling situation to good, and the deep work that is performed in the inner recesses of Job's heart results in a depth of reality of the Lord that Job had never experienced before. For the Spirit of Christ alone is our comfort, our consolation, our paraclesis, our intercessor and counsellor, our advocate, our encourager, our strengthener. And it is through him that his comfort becomes a living expression in us, until it is not I that live, but Christ that lives in me. Paracleo means to encourage, console, comfort, entreat, desire, beseech, incite. The same word means to call aside, to admonish, to warn, to exhort, to instruct. He is the one that makes all the comfort of God a living declaration in our lives, a life emptied of the old, prideful, Adamic self, a life filled with the Spirit of comfort. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comforts, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God, by his comfort flowing through us. Love through me, love of God, make me like thy clear air, that thou dost pour thy colours through as though I were not there. Think through me thoughts of God, my Father, quiet me, till in thy holy presence hushed, I think thy thoughts with thee. Think through me thoughts of God, that always, everywhere, the stream that through my being flows may homeward pass in prayer. Flow through me, peace of God, calm river, flow until no wind can blow, no current stir a ripple of self-will. O blessed love of God, that all may taste and see how good thou art, once more I pray, love through me every day.